Wow, what a convention.
Cuomo, in his speech, listed his accomplishments, saying his efforts to pass marriage equality, raise the minimum wage, and enact gun control should be the model for the nation. The governor, who's seeking a third term in office, focused much of his address on Washington, which he says is deaf, dumb, and blind. And he says he's best equipped to fight what he says are the disastrous policies of President Donald Trump and the Republican-led Congress. He vowed to elect more Democrats to the state Senate and to the House of Representatives.
This election is very, very important. And literally, the nation is going to look to us. We are about to embark on the most consequential campaign in our lifetime. We are at a political crossroads, and our decisions and actions are going to define the soul of this state and the soul of this nation.
Former Vice President Joe Biden introduced Cuomo.
Go spread the faith. Re-elect Andrew.
One day earlier, 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told delegates the mainstream Democrats still have viable ideas, including universal health care, and are longtime defenders of civil rights, women's rights, and LGBTQ rights.
But I think it's a bold idea that everyone in this country should have a decent standard of living and a good job that pays well. I think it's a bold idea that everyone deserves the best possible start in life, quality health care throughout life, and a safe and secure retirement. And it's even bolder to have real plans to make those ideas into realities.
One past major Democratic Party figure who was absent from the gathering, former President Bill Clinton, who Cuomo worked under as HUD secretary. Clinton's past relations with women have been called into question under the Me Too movement and a growing awareness of sexual harassment. Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, actor and education activist Cynthia Nixon, briefly attended the convention. She says she's not surprised Cuomo received the endorsements of Clinton and Biden.
He's very anxious to shore up all this money and all this endorsements because his own progressive record is severely lacking.
Nixon was not granted a speaking slot. She received just about 5% of the delegates' vote, but she says that did not deter her from appearing.
I'm not going to be scared out of the room. I'm here today. I'm a Democrat. I'm a lifelong Democrat. This is my party, too, and I'm here to show voters that they have an alternative.
Nixon will now gather petitions to get on the primary ballot. Cuomo, who answered a few questions from reporters, denied that the convention was a coronation. He says he received the overwhelming majority of delegate support because he's worked hard and has a lot of achievements. And he says the true progressives were in the hall, cheering him on.
Who are those people in there? Conservatives? What are you talking about? Those are the most progressive people in the state, right?
Also absent from the Democratic convention, the Democratic mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. De Blasio instead appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe, where he was asked if Nixon, who was behind in the polls and considered a long shot, could beat Cuomo. The mayor, who does not get along with the governor, said, unquestionably, anything could happen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.